The internet is abuzz following alleged revelation by Nigerian singer, Tekno, of receiving close to 1 billion naira from his colleague, Kizz Daniel, for their collaboration on his hit song, Buga. Tekno is said to have revealed in a tweet making rounds online that, despite not having a previous legal agreement with Kizz Daniel on Buga, the singer has been immensely kind to him. According to the post, Tekno asserted that Kizz Daniel sends him 50% of every revenue he generates from the song. Kizz Daniel stunned him much with his kindness when he gifted him about a billion naira following his Buga tour. The tweet, crooner is a terrific guy, he added. His words, I got on Kizz Daniel's Buga with no sort of legal agreement. I wasn't expecting anything from him. Wanted to be silent about this, but I think some levels of gratitude deserve to be spoken of. Do y'all know Kizz Daniel sends me 50% of every revenue he generates from that song? After his Buga tour, he sent me close to a billion naira, and I was already shocked enough by that move. He didn't end just there. Every month I receive millions as my own share of the revenue generated by Buga on streaming platforms. Kizz is a great guy, the first can't lie. Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now, Chelsea have exercised options to extend the contracts of Enzo Fernandez and Mikhailo Mudryk into their 30s, according to a report. FA documents released as part of their annual agent payment report last week show that the pair have been beneficiaries of updated contracts. The Blues signed Fernandez for a then British record £107 million fee from Benfica in January 2023, while Mudryk arrived from Shakhtar Donetsk for £88 million in the same window. According to the Standard, Fernandez has 8 years left on his £180,000 a week contract that runs until 2032, when he will be 31. Mudryk's deal has 7 years remaining on it, at a cost to the Blues of £97,000 a week. The Ukrainian will be 30 when it expires in 2031. It is not known why the Stamford Bridge outfit has decided to exercise extensions in the deals with some much time remaining on them. Youngster Lewis Hall also had his contract extended last season before he joined Newcastle on an initial season-long loan set to be made permanent this summer. Chelsea's unique financial situation was again brought into focus last week after the release of agent payments, which showed the club had spent a staggering £75.1 million on fees in the 2023-24 campaign. The figures, covering the period from February 1, 2023 to February 1, 2024, showed how significantly the London club outspent their rivals. It followed a summer of lavish spending by Chelsea, having signed Moises Caicedo, Christopher Nkunku, Nicholas Jackson, Romeo Lavia, Cole Palmer and more in multi-million pound deals. Their figure of £75.1 million was more than all of the clubs in the Championship, League One, League Two and National League added together, which totaled £69.7 million collectively. The Premier League's overall total was £409.6 million, up from £318.2 million the previous year. After Chelsea, Manchester City were the next highest spenders on £60.6 million, followed by Manchester United on £34 million, Liverpool on £31.5 million and Arsenal on £24.7 million. However, the Blues have had precious little to show for their investment. Mauricio Pochettino's side sit ninth in the Premier League, just above the likes of Brighton, Wolves and Fulham. Though, with at least two games in hand on the teams ahead of them, the Blues could yet secure a top six spot and earn qualification for Europe next season, an objective which is crucial to their high-risk financial strategy. Chelsea are also still with a chance of claiming their first piece of silverware of the Bully Clearlake era, with them in the semi-final of the FA Cup. They take on Man City at Wembley on Saturday. Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.